Getting Better Acquainted with Your Bible, Lesson 10, A Study of the Book of Revelation, Continued. With dramatic suddenness, the scene changes from earth to heaven. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. John writes, And immediately I was in the Spirit. Can you take that step with John? The vision of God enthroned, the book sealed with seven seals, and the Lamb that had been slain. The church is now comforted with a vision of God's omnipotence and glory, and with the assurance that through His Christ the enemies of God will be judged, and the godly will triumph. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Round about the throne were 24 elders, clothed in white raiment, and around the throne were 4 beasts, full of eyes, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. 3 threefolds. In the right hand of him that sat on the throne was a book sealed with 7 seals, and an angel proclaimed, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? But no man in heaven nor in the earth was able. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders saith, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And lo, in the midst stood a Lamb. The Lamb of God is a title given to Jesus Christ. In the midst stood a Lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. He took the book from him that sat on the throne, and the 4 beasts and the elders fell down before the Lamb and sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals. Now the church is shown the things which shall be hereafter, that is, the judgment of the enemies of God and the triumph of those who overcome. The opening of the seals. Remember, this was a sealed book, and only the Lamb was able to open the seals. In so doing, the judgments begin, as the Lamb revealed the hidden forces of destruction present in the world, hidden forces that Jesus had foretold would be brought to light as signs of his coming to judge. When the first seal was opened, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When he had opened the 2nd seal, there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. When he had opened the fourth seal, lo, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. They cried, How long, O Lord, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? White robes were given to every one of them. They were bidden to wait patiently until the full roll of the martyrs was completed. The time would not be long. With the opening of the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the kings of the earth and the mighty hid themselves in dens, and said to the mountains, Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There is an interval after the sixth seal, in which the spiritual elect of Israel and of the Gentiles are sealed and preserved from the great tribulation which is to follow. I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. He cried, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I heard the number of them that were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel, 12,000 of each tribe. Here the tribe of Dan is not mentioned, but has been replaced by the tribe of Manasseh. The divine signet has distinguished the holy from the profane, the godly from the ungodly. After this, I beheld a great multitude of all nations stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. The seventh seal. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Professor Clogg in Abingdon, page 1381, states, With the seventh seal, we expect the judgments to reach a climax, but instead, a new series begins with the sounding of the seven trumpets. It is as if all is working up to a definite culmination. But the crisis comes and passes, and it is not the end. So it always is with the divine judgments. They mark an end, but they also prove a beginning. End of quote. Vision of the seven angels with the seven trumpets. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. The Lamb had opened the seals. The angels blow the trumpets. God's judgments are now carried out against all that is ungodly in the earth. And though they are severe, they are tempered with mercy. Note the willful resistance of the ungodly to repentance. When the first angel sounded, one third of the earth was destroyed. When the second angel sounded, one third of the sea was destroyed. When the third angel sounded, one third of the rivers and fountains of waters. When the fourth angel sounded, one third of heavenly bodies. When the fifth angel sounded, I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Out of the pit rose smoke, and out of the smoke locusts. The locusts had power to hurt only those which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. This is the first of three woes. When the sixth angel sounded, I heard a voice saying, "Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Their armies had power to slay the third part of men with fire, smoke, and brimstone. This is the second woe. And the rest of these men, that is, the ungodly, yet repented not. An interlude now follows. The vision of the angel with the little book. The persecuted church is comforted again, this time with the promise of the consummation of God's eternal purpose of salvation. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. He had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and swear by him that liveth forever that there should be time no longer. When the seventh angel shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. This is the second mystery of Revelation. The voice from heaven said, Go and take the little book. I went unto the angel and said, Give me the little book. He said, Take it and eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And he said, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. John is commanded to measure the true sanctuary. The angel said, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months, 3.5 years, the sacred number 7 halved. The symbol, one commentator says, of world domination. God's two witnesses. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. These have power to shut up heaven and over waters, and to smite the earth. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and kill them. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. After 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. The same hour was there a great earthquake. John now hears voices in heaven rejoicing in the coming victory of God's kingdom, which the seventh trumpet is to bring. When the seventh angel sounded, there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen the ark of his testament, the ark of the covenant. No veil obscures this ark. The vision of the church and her enemies. The church is comforted with a vision of the heavenly Messiah whom Satan cannot destroy. Satan is conquered in principle when he is cast out of heaven, but the earth is to feel his wrath. His vile nature is personified in the blasphemous beasts which rise to persecute the church. The woman in travail. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. The great red dragon. Another wonder, a great red dragon. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. The man-child. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. War in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great red dragon was cast out, that old serpent, devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And I heard a loud voice saying, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser is cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. The earthly minded, says one commentator, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. This is the third woe. Persecution of the woman and the remnant. When the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The beast out of the sea. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. He opened his mouth to blaspheme against God and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. The beast out of the earth. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. The unholy and the ungodly have now received his mark. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. There follows a series of five interludes in which the church is strengthened. First interlude, first fruits of the church triumphant. I looked, and lo, the Lamb stood on Mount Sion, and with him 144,000 having his Father's name written in their foreheads. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits. They are without fault before the throne of God. Second interlude, the everlasting gospel. I saw another angel having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, saying, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Third interlude, two angels prophesying coming judgments. The first angel foretold, Babylon is fallen, because she made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The second declared, If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Fourth interlude, The harvest of the earth is reaped. I looked, and behold a white cloud, and one sat upon the cloud like unto the Son of Man, and in his hand a sharp sickle. An angel cried, Thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And the earth was reaped. Fifth interlude, The vintage of the earth is gathered. Another angel cried, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust, and gathered, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The vision of seven angels with seven last plagues. I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. the divine judgments now continue in the pouring out of God's wrath upon all that is ungodly. The first angel poured out his vial upon the earth, and a grievous sore fell upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The second poured out his vial upon the sea, and every living soul died in the sea. The third poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God. And they repented not to give him glory. The fifth poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and men blasphemed the God of heaven, and they repented not of their deeds. The sixth poured out his vial upon the river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up. John saw three unclean spirits like frogs, the spirits of devils, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and of the beast, and of the false prophet. They went forth to the kings of the earth to gather them to the battle of Armageddon. Here is heard the warning of Christ. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there was a great earthquake, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God. And a plague of great hailstones fell upon men, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of hail. The vision of seven dooms, or the final judgments. One of the seven angels said, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Can you take this step with John? The first doom, the judgment upon Babylon, previously announced, now takes place. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold, and upon her forehead was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The third mystery of Revelation. This woman is not a wife, she is a harlot, mother of earthly abominations, of evil, and of empire. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and of the martyrs of Jesus. The angel said, I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. John describes the 10 horns of the beast as 10 kings who receive power for 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. After these things, a mighty angel proclaimed the doom of Babylon. Babylon is fallen. She shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. In 1 hour is so great riches come to naught. In 1 hour is she made desolate. Then comes an interlude in which the inhabitants of heaven, in 4 alleluias, rejoice over the doom of the harlot. As heaven rejoices, the marriage of the Lamb is announced. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Note the contrast between the harlot and the wife. To her, the Lamb's wife, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. The second coming of Christ in glory. Christ is now seen in his full power and glory as a victorious warrior king. I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Messiah, Christ, has now been seen in Scripture as prophet, priest, and king. The beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Here takes place the mighty battle of Armageddon, which represents the final conflict between the forces of good and of evil. Second and third dooms. The beast and the false prophet were taken and cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Fourth doom. The doom of kings and their armies. The remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. Before the fifth doom, there follows a period in which Satan was cast into a bottomless pit, bound with a chain, and sealed for 1,000 years, so that he was powerless to deceive the nations. The first resurrection. During the millennial period, the saints reigned with Christ. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. Fifth doom. At the close of 1,000 years, Satan was loosed and went out to deceive the nations. He gathered his forces, Gog and Magog, that is, the nations hostile to God's people, to renew his attack on the church. They compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God and devoured them. Sixth doom. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Seventh doom. Last judgment. Doom of death, hell, and the unbelieving dead. In this last judgment, every man is judged according to his works, and death and hell are annihilated, never again to present a vestige of reality. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In the warfare, two sides have been described. The power of darkness on the one side, the weight of spiritual power on the other. But the preponderance of power on God's side has become steadily more apparent, until there are now no longer two sides. The judgment is over. Satan's power and domain have been despoiled. The enemies of the Lamb have been conquered. The former imperfect things have passed away. After the destruction of all things not found written in the book of life, come the seven new things. Now a new heaven and a new earth appear to John's view. From the mount of spiritual vision, John beholds the consummated kingdom of God and the bliss of the redeemed in their union with God and his Christ. It is fitting at this point in our study of Revelation to pause to consider the opening chapter of the first book of the Bible in relation to the closing chapters of the Bible. For the Bible opens with the record of creation in Genesis and reaches its conclusion with a vision of a new heaven and a new earth in Revelation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God said, "Let there be light." The first day. "Let there be a firmament." Heaven. The second day. "Let the dry land appear. Let the earth bring forth whose seed is in itself." The third day. "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven." The fourth day. "Let the waters bring forth the moving creature, and fowl that may fly in the open firmament of heaven." The fifth day. "Let the earth bring forth the living creature. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. As we have recalled the 7 days of creation of Genesis, so now let us see the seven new things of the last two chapters of Revelation. A new heaven and a new earth. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. God's people, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Emmanuel, God with us, the consummation of the covenant. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. New Jerusalem. One of the angels said, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. The city lieth four square, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. From this point on, God and the Lamb are mentioned together. Christ's rightful place in the Godhead is fully seen and declared. A new temple. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. New light. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations which are saved shall walk in the light. The gates shall not be shut, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The paradise of God. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no night there, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. It is fitting to pause again to consider the record of Genesis, chapters 2 and 3, concerning that which is termed the fall of man, and the promises in Revelation concerning the redemption and salvation of him that overcometh. Note the contrast between the fruit of mankind's disobedience and the spiritual inheritance of the redeemed through the obedience of overcoming. The Eden of Genesis 2, the paradise of Revelation, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil of Genesis 2, the tree of life of Revelation, the forbidden fruit of Genesis 2, the hidden manna of Revelation, the deceiving serpent of Genesis 3, the devil that deceived was cast into the lake of fire of Revelation, the nakedness of Genesis 3, the white raiment of Revelation, the fear and deception. Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God of Genesis 3. His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face of Revelation. The curse to the woman. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. To the man, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it, of Genesis 3. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. There shall be no more curse of Revelation. And the expulsion. So he drove out the man of Genesis 3. In Revelation, the gates shall not be shut. There shall be no night there. They shall reign forever and ever. The revelation continues as Christ thrice affirms his promise to come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. The last message. I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not. Worship God. Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Again Christ speaks, Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Then the word of admonition and of warning, that no man shall add unto these sayings that are written in this book, and no man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy. The last promise, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. John's prayer, even so come, Lord Jesus. John's benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Acknowledgement is made for permission to quote from Dictionary of the Bible by James Hastings, published by Charles Scribner's Sons, the Abingdon Bible Commentary, used by permission of Abingdon Press. This concludes the 10 lessons of the Bible course.